I know they didn't have any then, but...
You mean, at that time, what they call...
No, not today.
Well, we just call him man on a wrench now, a little more so than it was at that time, you know.
Uh-huh.
Now you take, I've got a boy there, milks 20, 25, 80 cows. Well, he just got 140 acres and he called his little wrench.
Uh-huh.
See? That's the way that is.
Uh-huh. Would you say he runs a dairy? Or?
Yes, he runs a dairy, but he's in a way. But a wrench is what he has and he milks those cows. I don't know. I guess that it would be called more of a dairy than anything else, because he does more of that than anything else. Then I've got another boy that lives down here on Flint Creek. He has four children, and he operates a hay baler, he operates a combine, he operates just anything in the world you can imagine. And he's got two farms. And
boy, he's busy.
And he's got 103 acres right over here, and he's got 200 acres down where he is, and he gets a big kick out of it. He's got four children, and he come over here a while back. One girl will be 14 this fall, a boy will be 12. One of them run the combine, I mean run the hay baler, and the other run the tractor. He tied his wagon on behind the baler, thought the baler would come out. And boy, he just baled a 60 bale load of hay before you could say scat.
My goodness. That's pretty good.
Boy. Now you're gonna call back when I used to stomp this hay and
stomp it? What's that?
Oh my, feed it with your feet, you know. And you get a batch of hay to go in your bag and jump on it with your feet. Oh man, many a time. Yeah. And I feel the hay that you take care of now in one day, back, I'll say, 30 years ago, it took us all fall to get that cut and baled and one thing or another. That's the difference in the way they're...
Oh man, that's a hard life, too.
Oh my.
You hope it doesn't rain and you're scared to death of the rain, too?
Oh, I've been over this. I'm entitled to a rest now. This arthritis has got me down, and I'm just going to take it easy.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, I just got to. I can't. I didn't want to, but I got to.
Thank goodness we've got such things as Social Security. And
well,
that's stuff like that.
You see, we built up a Social Security here, wife and I did. We draw $99 a month, and I've got 20 acres of my land here, the government, and the other 20 is a little pasture, and keep a hog or two, and sow or two, and one cow, and things like that. And we have a little bit of income otherwise, other ways, and that just gets us along all right.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty handy.
Yeah. I get all right.
Just think how it was 30 years ago.
Oh, my. Now, you know, when you get back when a man my age got knocked out way back in, or if he didn't have a plum, ironclad outfit where people just had to take care of it.
Uh-huh.
Either his children or somebody else. Now a different story altogether. It makes it awful nice. Awful nice.
Yeah. Now to get back to your barn area, did you call the general area around the barn anything special?
Barn lot. Out the barn lot.
Uh-huh.
We still do it today. We can still call it barn lot.
That's still common.
That's right.
Huh. You mentioned field. If you have a small field, do you call anything special?
Well, we'd say out there in that north field or south field or east field, and we wouldn't exactly call it a small field. Now,
say you had 15 acres in, what do we say, corn?
Well, now you see, for instance, take Carl's place there, that's my boy. We'd say his north field over there, he's got about 15 acres in that.
Uh-huh.
Or the east field, or...